Title: Compose Old School DNB Atmosphere for Timeless Roller Momentum in Ableton Live 12, Intermediate. Alright, let's build that classic old school drum and bass roller feeling where it's fast, it's hypnotic, and it never feels rushed. The secret is momentum from the drums, and atmosphere that breathes around the groove like it's part of the drum kit. By the end, you'll have a 32-bar, loop-ready roller section, break-driven movement, reinforced punch, ghost hat and ride motion, a wide moody bed that subtly pumps, and dubstyle echo and reverb throws that evolve every 8 bars. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 works, but 174 is a great middle ground. Now, before we even touch a sound, we're going to set up routing like a proper old hardware dub setup. Create 3 groups, one called drums, one called Atmos, and one called FX Returns if you like to keep things visually organized. You don't have to group the returns, but do create 3 return tracks. Return A is dub echo, drop echo on it. Set the time to dotted eighth, so 1/8 dotted, or go quarter note if you want it slower and more obvious. Feedback around 25 to 40%. Then filter it. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz so your low end doesn't smear, and low pass around 6 to 9K so it stays dark and vintage. Add a tiny bit of modulation, like 2 to 5%, just to stop it feeling static. After echo, add saturator. Drive 2 to 5 dB, and turn soft clip on. That's your gritty, reliable dub throw. Return B is dark verb. Add reverb, or hybrid reverb if you prefer, but standard reverb is totally fine. Go decay around 3 to 6 seconds for a working tail, and later we'll go bigger for special printed tails. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so transients stay readable. Low cut 250 to 500 Hz. High cut 6 to 10K. Keep it dark. After the reverb, put EQ 8 and be ready to notch a little harshness around 2 to 4K if it pokes out. Return C is room or drum space. Use hybrid reverb in algorithmic mode. Small to medium room. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Low cut around 200 to 350. Push early reflections up a bit, because that early reflection energy is what makes drums feel like they're in a physical space, not just washed in reverb. The goal is simple. Your atmosphere mostly lives in these returns, so it glues to the drums and moves like a system. Now let's build the roller core. This is drums first, always. If it doesn't roll with no Atmos, it won't roll with Atmos. Start with a break layer. Drag a break sample into Simpler. Put Simpler in slice mode. For slicing, try transient first. If it's messy, switch to 1/16th slicing for a more grid-based cut. Adjust sensitivity until the slices make sense. Now program a simple 2-bar pattern. Keep your main kick and snare placement steady. You're not trying to reinvent the break. You're trying to harness its internal motion. Then add 1 to 3 ghost slices. Little snare fragments, little kick fragments, tiny bits of shuffle. This is where the roller push comes from. Next, reinforce with clean one-shots. Create a drum rock with a kick and snare you trust. Keep the snare on 2 and 4. If you think in 16THS, that's steps 5 and 13. Place your kick on 1, and then add 1 or 2 offbeats depending on what the break is already implying. Teacher tip here. Set your snare level first and treat it like the reference event. In old-school rollers, the snare is often the anchor. Everything else supports that. Now hats. Add a closed hat playing straight eighth notes. But don't leave the velocities flat. Alternate around 70 to 95 and occasionally dip to 50 or 60 so it breathes. Then add a ride or shaker hat layer quietly. This is the speed illusion. Your brain hears a steady top and thinks momentum, even if the main groove is relaxed. Group these into drums and put a simple bus chain on the group. EQ 8 first. Gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz, just cleaning rumble. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 200 to 350. Then glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then saturator with soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. That gives that thick, slightly dusty density without smashing the transients. Pause for a second and listen. At this stage, you should already feel forward motion. If you don't, fix the drum pattern now, because atmosphere can't rescue a groove that isn't rolling. Now we build an atmosphere the old-school way, not a giant cinematic pad, but 3 practical ingredients that feel like they belong to the break. First ingredient, a noise or air bed. Create a MIDI track and load analog. Initialize it, and basically get to noise, or a very thin waveform if your setup differs. Filter it with a low pass, cut off roughly 1 to 4K. Resonance low, like 5 to 15%. Add auto filter after that. Keep it low pass. Turn the envelope off. Turn the LFO on. Rate 1/8 or 1/4 and keep the amount tiny, like 5 to 15%. This is not well listened to the filter, it's just movement. Now send that noise bid to return B, dark verb, moderately, and keep the track quiet. Think of it like air pressure behind the drums. If you solo it, it might sound boring or even annoying. In context, it's magic. Second ingredient, the old school ghost room trick, resampled reverb tails from a drum hit. Take a snare or rim or perk hit, duplicate the track and name it snare tail. On snare tail, put a big reverb, decay 6 to 10 seconds, pre-delay around 20 ms, low cut around 400 Hz so it doesn't get swampy. After the reverb, add gate, set threshold so it opens only on the tail. Adjust release around 150 to 350 ms, and tune it to feel musical at your tempo. Then EQ 8, high pass 300 to 600, low pass 6 to 10k. Now here's the important part, freeze and flatten a bar of that tail, or resample it to audio. Once it's audio, you can reverse it sometimes. You can fade it into key snares at transitions. This is that warehouse ghost vibe that old Jungle Records had everywhere, because people were printing effects, resampling them, and re-editing them. Third ingredient, a filtered chord or pad stab. Create a MIDI track and load Wavetable or Operator. Keep it simple. Make a minor 7 or minor 9 chord. For example, in F, F, Ab, C, Ib. Put auto filter on it, low pass 24 dB, cut off anywhere from 300 Hz up to about 1.5k depending on how dark you want it, resonance 10 to 20%. Add chorus ensembles subtly for width, then send it to dub echo and dark verb. Keep the stab sparse. One stab every two bars can be plenty. Old school is often one mood, not constant chord changes. Now comes the key section. Making atmosphere move with the drums. This is where it stops being a pad over drums and becomes a roller system. Group your Atmos tracks into Atmos. On the Atmos group, add compressor and enable sidechain. Choose the snare track as input, or the drums group if you want global pumping. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 ms. Adjust threshold so you get about 2 to 5 dB of reduction on snare hits. And here's a coach move that makes this feel authentic. Lock the room to your snare timing, not your grid. If your break has swing, your ambience should follow that swing. Quick check, temporarily mute the kick, loop one or two bars, and adjust the sidechain release until the ambience returns right before the next snare. Not on top of it, right before it. That's the inhale-exhale that makes it roll instead of suck. Next, gate the noise bed using hats. Put gate on the noise track. Enable sidechain on the gate and choose the closed hat track. Set threshold so the gate opens on hat hits. Attack 0.5 to 2 ms. Hold 10 to 30 ms. Release 40 to 120 ms. Now the atmosphere ticks with the hats, and suddenly you've got that engine room chatter that feels like it's part of the break. Extra teacher trick. Ghosts can be Atmos triggers. If your break has little internal ghost hits, you can duplicate the break to a ghost key track. Mute its output, and use it as the sidechain input for your gate or compressor. That way, the ambience chatters with the break's real rhythm, not just a straight hat pattern. Now clean up the frequency space. On the Atmos group, at EQ 8, high pass around 120 to 250 Hz. Go steeper if it gets swampy. If it's boxy, dip 300 to 500 a touch. If it's harsh, dip 2 to 4K. And one more important discipline point, keep wide lows out of your Atmos. If you want width, put it on the reverb and chorus returns, not on the entire bed. Width is not the same thing as air. If you want a club-safe width trick, set EQ A to M/S mode on the Atmos group. On the side channel, high pass higher like 250 to 400. You keep depth and width without low-mid stereo soup. Now let's arrange it, because old-school rollers live on small evolution. Make a 32-bar sketch and commit to changes every 8 bars. Bars 1 to 8, intro groove, break, kick, snare, hats. Atmos is just the noise bid. Low. Add one reverse tail leading into bar 9, like a little inhale into the main section. Bars 9 to 16. Main hook enters. Bring in the chord stab every two bars, and start doing a few dub throws. Instead of drowning everything, pick moments. Maybe one snare in bar 12 gets a little extra echo send. Maybe the perk gets a touch of dark verb. And here is a powerful workflow tip. Use pre-fader sends for dub throws. In live, You can switch a send to pre or post. Pre-fader lets you automate massive echo or reverb throws without changing the dry drum level. That's extremely hardware-ish, and it keeps your groove solid. Bar 17 to 24. Variation. Remove the kick for one bar right at bar 17, but keep the break ghosts running. That creates tension without needing a big fill. Add a new hat ghost pattern, like extra 1/16 notes at low velocity. Optional. Add a small vocal effects chop, filtered and sent to reverb. Very subtle. Bars 25 to 32. Peak and exit cue. Bring everything back. Do a single echo throw on the last snare by automating the dub echo send up just for that hit. Then do a little lift by opening your Atmos high pass or filter slightly, and close it again right before the loop ends, so it snaps back into the start cleanly. Keep your automation targets simple. Auto filter cutoff on pad or noise for slow motion, echo send for single hits, reverb send mainly for transitions, and the room return slightly higher in the peak. Optional advanced movement idea if you want the push-pull to get even more breathing. Do two-stage ducking on the Atmos group. One compressor key to the snare for the main inhale, and a second gentler compressor key to the kick with a shorter release. The ambience respects the downbeat weight but still breathes with the backbeat. Now, final glue. On the master or a pre-master bus, keep it gentle. Glue compressor doing 1 to 2 dB max. Limiter only a safety while writing. Old school rollers rely on transient clarity, so don't overlimit during composition. You want snap and momentum, not a flattened brick.